Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This summer, CEF of Illinois started a new discipleship follow-up program for children called the Truth Chasers Club. In one sense, this is not a new program. CEF International Headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, had this program for years, formerly known as the Mailbox Club, and then it became the Truth Chasers Club, which was a discipleship correspondence course, Bible lessons for children. Through the mail. The parents would sign up their children to receive free Bible lessons, and then as often as the children would send in their lessons, they would receive back their graded lesson and also their new Bible lesson in the mail. After completing 6 lessons, the children received a certificate and a prize like a CD, a DVD, a devotional book, or a Bible activity book, and then they would start the next series of 6 lessons. When they completed 12 lessons, the children were given their very own Bible with their name engraved on it saying they were a member of the Truth Chasers Club. At one time, CEF had lessons going out all across the country, averaging over 13,000 lessons being sent out each week to children. To keep up with the growing demand, CEF produced over 60 different lessons for children ages 4 to 17. However, due to budget cuts, this well-received CEF National Discipleship Program had to be cut earlier this year, but individual states were given the opportunity to restart the Truth Chasers Club ministry in their own state, which is exactly what our state of CEF of Illinois did. This summer was our launching date. Our goal for CEF of Illinois was to enroll as many children as possible in our new Truth Chasers Club ministry to help follow up with the children that we reached during our summer ministry season, such as through our CEF camp, our 5-day clubs, vacation Bible schools, fair ministry, and the other ministry outreaches that we had this summer. So far, we have over 1,300 children enrolled, and almost every day we are receiving new cards in the mail, which makes our post office people very happy. Just this week, for example, we received a whole list of children from one of our CEF chapters in Joliet, Illinois, to be enrolled in the Truth Chasers Club program. It's so exciting for me to hear the reports of how the children are responding to this ministry. Of the 1,300 children enrolled, we have 150 to 200 of these children who are very active in sending in their lessons. In fact, one of my staff told me just this week that several of the children are getting close to having completed their 6th lesson and will be needing to send out to them their certificate and their prizes for finishing that very first series. And that's just awesome. That's wonderful. But what's even more wonderful is the impact that we're seeing that this ministry is making in the children's lives. We have already had 2 or 3 children who trust in Christ as their Savior directly through the Truth Chasers Club ministry. One little girl wrote an answer to the question about if she had believed on the Lord Jesus or not by saying, "Yes, I believe on Jesus right now as my Savior." When our staff read that, they were just thrilled. Also, while I was gone on vacation earlier this year, another staff person told me that we had practically enrolled in children in our entire neighborhood around us at our CF State office in the Truth Chasers Club program. One of the little girls rode her bike over to pick up her next lesson, but she was having trouble answering the questions, so she asked if our staff person could help her. So our CF staff person dropped what they were doing and had a one-on-one mini Bible time with this little girl and helped her fill out her Bible lesson, which was great. Even though all this is a lot of additional work for our CEF staff and our Truth Chasers Club volunteers, we are already seeing some of the fruit and the hunger that's in children's heart for God's Word. Years ago, there was a little girl who grew up in a Christian home who had heard about Jesus all of her life. In fact, when she was around 4 years of age, she trusted in Jesus to be her Lord and Savior and continued to grow in knowing more and more about Jesus through her church, her parents, and other things like VBS and Bible camp. One day, this little girl just up and decided that she wanted to know more about God and the Bible and to read the Bible for herself all the way through from beginning to end. She had a deep hunger for God's Word. So one night before she went to bed, she pulled out her white zipper Bible that her mom had given to her and got her pencil and some paper and then propped herself up on the pillow on the bed, and now she was ready to begin. She started in Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, and she began to read the first verse, Genesis 1:1. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And then she wrote down verse 1 in her notebook, writing down both the verse and what it meant. She went through Genesis chapter 1 verse by verse with the goal of reading and recording down one whole chapter every night before she went to bed. She was a bit ambitious, but she loved spending time in God's Word and was learning so much. It was like the whole Bible and all those stories that she had heard all of her life were all coming together and making sense in one continuous story. She read through Genesis and Exodus and took in all the sights and sounds and the scenes of the Bible, from Adam and Eve to Noah, the Tower of Babel, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Joseph down in Egypt, and then Moses, God's deliverer, and the parting of the Red Sea, and then God giving to his people Israel the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Every night this little girl looked forward to her Bible time, her time in God's Word, and her time with Jesus, until she hit the third book of the Bible, the book of Leviticus. It was as if she hit a wall or a tall mountain that she couldn't see over or climb up. Nothing in the book made any sense to her. It talked about the ophirs and the ephods and burnt offerings and whole offerings and wave offerings and thank offerings and red heifers and scapegoats. And when it wasn't talking about offerings, it was talking about tabernacle dimensions and tabernacle furniture and plans. And then it seemed like it was talking to her about these unending lists of rules about do this or don't do that. Finally, one night, she just gave up and closed her notebook shut and said out loud to herself, "I'll never understand this book." And with that, she zipped up her white zipper Bible, opened the dresser drawer, and closed it shut. And that's where her Bible stayed, for days, for weeks, for months, and for years. Oh, she would get out her Bible every now and then, when it was time for church or Sunday school, or when she went off to church camp or VBS, she would open up the drawer, dust her Bible off, blow off the dust, and tuck it back under her arms again, and off she go. But getting into God's Word for herself anymore and spending time with God? No. All that stopped, and it was no more. As the years went by, her Bible collected more and more dust, and so did the dust on her heart and her relationship with Jesus. Junior high and high school years came, and now this little girl, who was now a young girl, was becoming more and more miserable on the inside. She was inwardly rebelling against God and wanted to be free to live her life as she pleased, doing the things that she wanted to do her way. But God never gave up on her and drew her back again to himself with his lassos of everlasting love. He reminded her of his great love for her on the cross in John 3:16 that broke through her hardened heart like a gushing geyser. And do you know what was one of the first things that this young girl now in high school wanted to do after she told the Lord Jesus that from that day on she wanted to live all for him who gave himself all for her? That's right. She wanted to read God's Word and get back into God's Word again. She read her Bible in the morning before school. She read her Bible on the way to school on the school bus ride there and back. She brought her Bible every day to school and even read her Bible during school at study hall, making it her time with God each day. She loved God's Word. She studied God's Word. She memorized God's Word and began to read the Bible back through again, all the way through, and also studying various books of the Bible as well. Every day, God's Word became more and more precious to her. And when she graduated from high school, she even had her senior picture taken of her holding her Bible. It was a different Bible now. It wasn't the white zipper Bible, but a leather maroon color study Bible that her mom had also given to her. But she wanted to have her picture with it because that's how much God's Word meant to her. She wanted her whole life now to be rooted and grounded in God's Word. She also was beginning to teach others God's Word too, including her peers at school and also children, both in Sunday school at her church and children's church, and also children outside the church, out in the community and in various counties where she lived, encouraging them to not only to know Jesus, but also to get into God's Word for themselves too, daily. She couldn't wait to graduate and go on to Bible school where she could just spend her whole time and then eventually her whole life in studying and teaching God's Word to others. I know the story of this little girl is true, and the impact of getting into God's Word for herself made on her life, because that little girl was me. Without Christ and without God's Word, I am nothing and I have nothing. But in Christ and when I'm in God's Word, I have everything and all that I need to live and to walk with my Lord each and every day. I'm not perfect and I miss my time in God's Word on many days, but the Lord keeps bringing me back again to himself and to his Word and reminding me again and again of his first love for me and my first love for him. I love my time spent in God's Word and in growing to know the Lord Jesus more and more each day, and I long to pass on my love for the Lord and my love for God's Word to my own children and to the children, the future generations. Both my boys now, Caleb and Samuel, are old enough to read God's Word for themselves. Yes, Mom often has to remind them by saying, "Have you had your Bible time yet?" But do you know what a joy it was for me when Caleb, my oldest, just recently told me that he had finished one whole book of the Bible and was now starting another one all on his own? One day he even climbed up in a tree this summer just to sit and read his Bible. When he told me that, I was incredibly excited. My heart was full of unspeakable joy. But not only do I desire for my own children to get into God's Word for themselves, I want other children to know the joy of knowing Jesus and the joy of knowing and pursuing God's Word as well. There is just no substitute in the Christian life for getting into God's Word and meeting with God each day. God longs to show us more of who He is and the work that He longs to do in each of our lives, in every word and on every page, because this is a living book and He is our living Lord and Savior. They say, though, that the American church doesn't have a very good batting average when it comes to God's Word. George Barna of Barna Research says that only 5% of Christians in North America have a regular quiet time, daily devotional time with God each day and reading God's Word. That statistic even includes pastors, missionaries, and full-time Christian workers like myself. That's not a very good stat, and it's very sad. If we're going to turn this generation around, though, we need to start now by raising up a generation to first know God and know God's Word, to be a generation of people who are the people of the book. We want to first be a generation and then raise up a generation to know the Scriptures, to search the Scriptures daily and seeing the truth of God's Word, so they can be a generation that firmly stands and proclaim God's Word to others. The Truth Chasers Club is not an end-all and be-all answer to everything in helping children to get into God's Word for themselves, but it is one way, one tool to help them, because children do have a heart and a hunger for God and for His Word. I also would like to ask you to pray for us as we take on this additional ministry responsibility for the whole state of CEF of Illinois. We could very soon be doubling the number of enrollments and active students that we currently have. I also would like to ask you to consider even giving a financial gift to help us with this additional cost of this discipleship ministry that we've added. Stamps and lessons do cost money, as well as mailing and sending out Bibles and Bible-based prizes to children, all to encourage them to continue in God's Word. Also, if you're interested, we're in need of volunteers to come and help us, to help grade the children's lessons that they give and send back to us, and also help with the starter lessons that we send out. What Hudson Taylor said about God's provision and ministry is so true, that God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. But it's also true that we need the Lord through His people to supply and to meet the needs of the ministry. But ultimately, we know that God is more than able to meet every need through His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord bless you today as you hunger and thirst and get into God's Word, being the people of the book, and for the future generations to also to know God and know His Word too.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.